Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Andrew Strauss scored his first century since November 2010 to lead England to a dominant position on day two of the first test against the West Indies at Lord's. Strauss made an unbeaten 121 as England closed on 259 for three, having bowled the West Indies out for 243, the tourists unable to add any further runs to their overnight score. Stuart Broad finished with figures of 7 for 72 by removing Shannon Gabriel for naught with the first ball of the day, and England then pressed home their advantage with the bat. Strauss was ably supported by Jonathan Trott, who made 58, and then Kevin Peterson, who made a brisk 32, before falling to Marlon Samuels late in the day. Ian Bell was unbeaten on 5 when play ended slightly early due to bad light. Alistair Cook was the other England batsman to fall, chopping on to Kemar Roach, having made 26. This is unquestionably England's day, right from ball one when Gabriel was dismissed to the end, with Strauss scoring his 20th Test century and 5th at Lord's to cap a return to form in grand style. Deccan Chargers ended Rajasthan Royals' hopes of reaching the IPL 2012 playoffs with a 5-wicket win in Hyderabad. It was just their second victory in 4 seasons at their principal home ground, and Rajasthan could not have picked a worse time to turn in their worst batting performance of the season. Their score of 126 for 8 was overhauled in the penultimate over by the Chargers, who now have a chance to avoid finishing at the bottom of the table. Batting first, the Royals made a good start as Rahul Dravid scored 39, but wickets falling regularly hampered their cause. Despite a woeful fielding performance, Dale Steyn, Veer Pratap Singh and Amit Mishra all returned 2 wickets apiece. Manpreet Goni bowled better than figures of 1 for 26 suggest, given that 2 early chances went down off his bowling. In reply, Deccan's run chase was led by Aksath Reddy, whose 42 was the top score of the match, but contributions of 26 from Shikhar Dhawan and 24 from JP Duminy kept them on top. Rajasthan kept their hopes alive as Siddharth Trivedi grabbed a couple of wickets to reduce the home side to 118 for 5, but there was to be no late collapse, Deccan for once keeping their nerve in a tight finish. Partee Patel and Ashish Reddy were both unbeaten on 10 when the game was won.